Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk. What is the most strongest weapon for life, in this life? It is a sense of humor. When one not have the humor in the heart, it means the one heart is not strong enough, more concentrated on him or herself. It seems like serious face, but it is difficult face. The difficult face means that you are thinking the life is difficult. But if you have the humor in your heart, there is some enjoyment. Even though some problem happens, you treat that problem as a game that you solve. By the way, nobody plays a game that if one are sure that wins. You might say, what are you gonna do? This is such a serious situation. How can you have a sense of, how can I have a sense of humor in my heart, even in this situation? I tell you what, there are several common points between human and the great spirit of the universe. One of it is the humor. Once I read the story of the person who had a near-death experience. He wrote that after he has died, he was suffering because of what he has done in the life. He hurt other people, or he did this bad thing and this and that, and he was suffering because of his guilty feeling. And when he was in the middle of the suffering, the light, some light came. And that light empathically understood his feeling, and also even what he has done with the sense of humor. Isn't it interesting? The light must be the great spirit of the universe, or God, or Buddha, comes to you and understands you empathically with sense of humor. So, when the humor comes out, no matter whatever the situation is, it can come out, because it is connected to the source of your existence. And your source of existence is full of joy, and when it comes out from your heart, when it springs out from your heart, it leaks, the pleasure or joy leaks as a humor. The heart which you can connect to the source of existence, which is joy, it is joy of the great spirit of the universe. This heart which you can connect is called using a playful heart. Actually, there are four kinds of the heart which human beings has. The heart that human being can connect to the great spirit of the universe. one of it is using the playful heart, and it is a common between human and God of Buddha, the using the humor and the joy. Well, I just want to tell you that this using is not just a heart, but this energy, and you can feel it and you can touch it because it has a size. It's in your chest, and the size is about the golf ball. And this is the heart that you look for the what's going to happen. You're looking for the future, what's going to happen, with excitement, which we all had very very rich playful heart when we are in childhood. This using this playful heart is the source of our creativity, and when the new ideas comes up, it comes up from this using the playful heart, which comes from the source of our existence, which comes from the great spirit of the universe. By the way, when you hear the word improvement or development, what image do you have? You might have must have or might have, or you could have the image that of improvement, development is something serious. It happens by the discipline. Something like this, right? But actually, the meaning of the real meaning of the development, the real meaning of the spiritual development, it is an increase of the playful heart, increase of the joy and humor. There is no development without joy. If there is no joy, it is not development. The real essence of development is the expanding of the joy, expanding of the pleasure. It is manifest appearance of the great spirit of the universe. It is the presence of the God or Buddha. As I said, each one of us has this playful heart using, which its size is a golf ball, and this is all our using of the universe are connected to each other, reflecting each other with praise and joy. If you read the Bible or the Buddhist scripture, it is written, often comes after the word a joy and also praise. Praise God, praise good Buddha. And actually, I was wondering why. I didn't understand. And in the end, I understood from my experience. There is a switch in the using the playful heart. As I said, the size is about golf ball. And when you practice chanting meditation with prayers of the for example, potential awakening the potential of all beings, or the joy of the all beings, or the development of the spiritual development of the divas, or etc. Actually, all these are the same. As I said, actually, the development means it is awakening the potential. And the awakening the potential means that the joy, which is source of your existence, appears, springs out. And it's just a different name or different one coin of each other, the joy and development. Anyway, when the switch of the using opens up, the full, just from the source of the existence, the joy comes out without any notice, without any expectation, nothing spontaneously, just the joy spring out. Cannot stop, enjoy. In ancient Japan, a couple hundred years ago or more, there's one priest called Ippen. He spread the Nembutsu mantra chanting at the same time as a dance, mantra dance. And somebody asked question, why are you spreading the dance of the mantra dance? And he answered, oh, because there's no way, cannot stop. All the joy comes out, springs out, and cannot stop. To express that, there's only way is just dance with mantra. The one who has enjoy and who has a sense of humor, it means if you have this in your heart always, all the joy always comes out from you and it leaks. When it leaks, it becomes humor. You have the strongest weapon in your life. It is connecting to all prayerful heart of all beings in the universe. Whoever connected to your Yushin is your best friend always. Let's have our strongest weapon for the life. It is full of joy. Thank you.